Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. It is June 30th, 2020. I believe it's probably fair to say we've survived June more than anything else. So with me today, as proof that does come to a merciful end, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Is that a compliment? I don't know.
It means you're coming to us from the future.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're both out of bed. We don't know what more you want from us. Charlotte, I wanted to talk to you because we have a couple of interesting news tidbits about news that we want to discuss. And the first one is something that is a big development from this morning about the New York Times.
Yeah, this morning, last night, it kind of broke that the New York Times is getting out of news, but not news. The news app.
Right.
You can no longer, if you look in the Apple News app, the New York Times is no longer there.
Okay.
It is not one of the publications contributing to it. It is not one of the publications whose content can be curated. You can't read stuff there. It's not there.
Okay.
It's interesting for a number of reasons. One, because it's such an enormous publication and influential publication. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look great. But not arguably. I think it looks very bad for Apple News that such a publication does not want to be part of its platform.
Yeah. They're commonly referred to as the paper of record, is the
right.
New York Times. So, yeah, for them to not be interested in being in the news app is...
It's the US paper of record. I think the Times here in London would also have something to say about that.
I'm sure
but
they
yes.
would.
Yeah. Yes. But I also want to be clear, we're talking about the news app, not Apple News Plus, the service,
mm-hmm.
which we'll come to in a bit. But... Because the New York Times is one of the big name publishers, along with Condé Nast and a couple of others, that refused to be part of News Plus when it first launched.
Right. And are not there now.
The New York Times, and it's no longer part of the app at all now. So, like, something like, I think, is it there are some publications where if you have a subscription,
mm-hmm.
you can access it through the News app. You can't even do that with the New York Times anymore. It's just not there.
Okay.
Which is really interesting. As I say, it's a hugely influential publication. It's a publication mm-hmm. known all around the world. And it doesn't want to be part of this service. It clearly feels it's not getting enough out of being part of Apple News. I think the quote from the spokesperson, I have to say, this is one of the most New York Times things ever, that the New York Times, I had to source the New York Times in my story about the New York Times.
Yeah.
In which a New York Times spokesperson spoke to the New York Times.
About the New York Times.
Keeping up at the back. Anyway, it's a very interesting quote because it says, "Call to a healthy model between the Times and the platform is a direct path for sending those readers back into our environments where we control the presentation of our report, the mm-hmm. relationships with our readers, and the nature of our business rules. Our relationship with Apple News does not fit within those parameters." Apple, for its part, it is interesting. And just for completeness, for Apple on its part, said that the New York Times only offered Apple News a few stories a day.
Okay.
Which was a little bit, kind of felt it was a bit sour grapes, actually, from Apple. You weren't doing that much for, it's a bit like when you dump someone and they're like, I didn't really like them anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to dump you anyway. It feels a bit like that. But the quote from the Times spokesperson is interesting in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also interesting because... on iOS 14, I've written this up today on the MacObserver.com, but it was the guys at 9to5 Mac that first spotted it. In iOS 14, you are going to be able to, if you have an Apple News Plus subscription, you are going to be able to have a setting whereby if you hit a paywall site in a browser,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's any browser, they reference Safari on 9to5 Mac, but if you look at the screenshot of the setting, it indica- it indicates to me it's any browser. And if you hit a paywalled link on a publication that is included in Apple News Plus, mm-hmm. there will be a setting that will send you directly to the news app and therefore therefore taking you through the paywall because you have paid for it in some way.
Because you have access to that already.
Correct.
Okay.
And so you will be able to access that kind of content via your News Plus subscription without having to go through like the share menu or search for it within the app or whatever. It's a one-click kind of thing, and it automatically detects it.
That's nice.
Which is really, really clever. But what it does do is, I think, give Apple News much more control over how certain news content is presented. Now, for some things, that's fine because, you know, news content looks pretty nice on Apple News Plus. But for some publishers, they like to control how their content looks online and on apps. And that's clearly one of the things the Times cited. And they're not even part of the News Plus subscription. They don't want to be part of the app at all. So clearly being part of the News Plus subscription is even, you know, getting yourself even more into kind of giving Apple even more control over your content now, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this evolves. And that's partly because I'm a subscriber to the Washington Post. And when I go to read something, like somebody posts a link that looks interesting, right? Then when I see it on the web, it gives me the option at the top, sort of like if you do a web search. Safari and you see the video, then it, you know, if you want to see a video, then it takes you to the YouTube app automatically. Like that, having that happen with the Washington Post app is kind of nice. And I like that I'm getting it sort of the way the Post wants me to see it, I guess. I don't have a problem with Apple wanting to present some of that the way they want to present it in their own app, but I also don't necessarily begrudge the New York Times or the Washington Post or anyone else for that matter for wanting their content to be presented the way they have presented it.
Right? No, like, and so, also look, let's be honest, if you're the Washington Post or the New York Times, you're big enough to you know, you can make your own way on these kind of things. If you're a smaller publication, you have less leeway, and Apple News Plus may be a great way for you to earn revenue. You know,
and eyeballs, there's all sorts of different
And also, this is this bit about News Plus in iOS 14 is an option. It's not, as far as I can tell, a default or anything.
Right. Which is another thing that I think is interesting about it. And I like...
But yeah.
I like that, too, that, like, if you have a News Plus subscription, you might as well use it. You know what I mean? Like, that seems reasonable.
No, personally, for me, as a fan of the Apple News Plus service, I'm really pleased that it looks like it's going to be easier to access the content I pay for.
Right.
In that app, like with less taps. Very happy about it. But I think the New York Times not being involved in the way Apple presents news at all is just a bit of a warning shot that publications, you know, one of the bizarre things about the COVID-19 pandemic is that it's hit news publications really hard. But at the same time, people are reading more and more of them than ever before.
Right.
And so, and you know, I'm sure the New York Times has both suffered and benefited from that. And so it is clearly making a decision that the best way to get the most out of the eyeballs it gets is to be in total control of its environment. And not to be too flippant, but if anyone should understand you know where I'm going with this.
I do.
If anyone should understand a company wanting to be control of, let's call it, the whole stack.
Yes. Every aspect of that experience. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Apple should be one of the companies that understands that.
Yeah. I feel like this is one of the situations where like Apple can't really be upset about it. They just kind of have to be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's okay. I have to believe that it's something that Apple has nowhere to go with this argument, right? Like, we want to control the experience for our users so that it is the best experience we believe we can deliver to them. Like, I feel like Apple at that point can't really disagree. you know, all that much.
Yeah. I was about to go down the path of kind of, can you subscribe to the New York Times via an app purchase on Apple News? But I feel like via an app purchase via the App Store. But I think that we don't need to deal with that today.
That's a separate issue.
We've done that.
Yes. I do think that's interesting. And I'm also interested to see sort of how the news app, as well as the News Plus service, continue to evolve, particularly like with this change that you're talking about in iOS 14 and in other ways. I'm going to be interested to see how that shakes out over time.
There was in the 95 Mac article I mentioned before and linked to in my piece on News Plus, they reminded me that actually in, I think it was 13.6, the beta of iOS 13.6, there was a function that is a audio version of news.
Yeah, we talked about it
within the, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that looks again like another thing whereby Apple is taking presenting news and information within its news app, so, you know, more seriously. It's actually investing in it and trying to move it forward.
Yeah, and
it's trying to take the news app beyond being just a blog reader.
Yeah, you know, I'm very interested to see how that's going to evolve. And we will talk about that more. And we have a little bit more news about news in a moment. But first, I'd like to take a second and tell you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor is Devon Technologies. They develop apps that will help you handle the flood of information that is your life. And they manage to be... to create Devon Think, which is a really, really great information management application for your Mac. And you can use this to collect, edit, and annotate and organize all kinds of documents. You can have live web pages. You can have local files. You can tag them. You can put them in folders if you want to. You can create reminders for all of these things. And you can even automate some of the repetitive parts of your workflow and just let Devon Think handle it for you. Now, just for my listeners, if you go to devontechnologies.com/TDO, you get not only a 10% discount on a shiny new full license, you can also get 10% off an upgrade. And that's at devontechnologies.com, D-E-V-O-N, technologies, GIES.com/TDO. And again, 10% off a full version or an upgrade. And I'd like to thank Devon Think for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing we have to talk about today, Charlotte, is we have some news, some information.
some news about news
on Google News.
Let's go with new. That.
Yeah.
This is on last Thursday, whatever it was, June 25th. They published a blog post just announcing a new program which they say will support the news industry. And it's they're signing up with some big publishers from different countries around the world to kind of bring bigger, better news content on a new product. And it's going to appear first on Google News and Discover. The truth is we don't know that much about it yet. We know that there's publications like Germany's Der Spiegel Group is involved in that. In Queensland News and in Daily in Australia are part of it. There's also a Brazilian regional media company whose name I'm not going to defile on air. It's places like Google who benefit hugely from news content by curating it, by providing links to it, by being a place people go to search for it. And also by dominating, most importantly, I think dominating the ad sales on digital news.
Yes.
Are realizing they have to give back a bit. And then, you know, again, I think it's probably, they probably do this anyway, but the COVID-19 crisis has exacerbated it. Mm-hmm. That supporting places that give reliable and important information is crucial in, you know, for the internet, for democracy, and making sure that you are supporting those legitimate sources is important. And so
absolutely,
they're upping up their efforts on that. And it's, you know, there's some new partnerships. It's obviously serious because they've got some serious partners. And yeah, it will be worth watching where this goes. It feels to me a bit like News Plus, because it's going to offer, there's a service whereby Google's going to offer to pay for free access for users to read paywalled articles on a publisher's site. So that's got a bit of a News Plus vibe on it.
Uh-huh. That was my takeaway, was Google is going to pay news publishers for news. That was really the big thing I got out of this article.
Yeah, I think that's like, right.
Maybe it's not the market rate, maybe it's, but it's more than they're being paid by Google now, which is zero. And that seems like an improvement to me, to be honest. So
I've just had a deeply, deeply, deeply cynical thought. And feel free to tell me off for being such a cynical person. But Google is paying, it's either going to be a unique product or take you through a paywall site or whatever. We don't know that much. Seems to be a bit of a combination of both. But surely that will have adverts in it.
Mm-hmm.
So Google, it's just kind of a lost leader for Google, isn't it? Sorry, this has just occurred to me, that Google is going to pay to take you to websites that have its adverts on it, which it therefore makes money from.
Oh.
Am I missing something? Am I being too cynical?
No, that's a very Google move. My first thought on it was that it was going to be Google News Plus.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. But I mean,
that's where I think we're headed, yeah.
Yeah, I think I also agree that's where we're headed. But I assume within Google News Plus, there will be Google ads that people will pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, Google will make money. Like, it's just sort of an investment. It's not a. I'll be interested to see how that breaks down, actually.
Yeah, I definitely want to see more about how this is going to end up taking shape. Because I think you and I both are not outside the realm of possibility here. Like it's entirely possible that Google is building some sort of news service, and that's where these deals are coming from. It's also entirely possible that news service will have ads on it for other things where Google is paying for them, and I see that being completely feasible. So we'll have to see where that goes. So I did very much appreciate that Google's paying anybody for anything, to be honest. Like that was the biggest takeaway for me. But then, like, you know, reading through it again, it's very much. I think we're just searching to out cynical each other right now. And, you know, and it's just going to end up being some third option that shows that both of us were just being really naive and optimistic right now. That's what's going to end up happening, right? Because, you know, 2020. Like, yeah. Even the worst take is still nowhere near as bad as the actual take. You know, is usually how that ends up, I think, is where we are.
And there's the show title.
There it is, yeah. As we find out more about the Google News service, obviously anything that gets more news to more people is something both Charlotte and I are 100% for and very much enjoy. So we will talk more about that as we find out more. But until then, Charlotte, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm so glad you were here. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.